Nicolas Maduro calls Venezuelans to join armed resistance against U.S. by Christian K. Caruso on September 12, 2025. Socialist dictator of Venezuela Nicolas Maduro on Thursday called upon members of the United Socialist Party of Venezuela, PSUV, to prepare for an armed resistance and defend the country against the military threats from the United States. Maduro, in a sub-Congress event broadcast on state media, urged members of the ruling Socialist Party to attend debates to discuss preparatory strategies for the armed struggle should the United States invade Venezuela, including key points for moving towards a national and continental armed struggle when necessary in response to the alleged United States aggression. The SUV, as the ruling party and unifier of the political, social, and cultural forces of the revolution, must prepare and adapt to engage in armed struggle if Venezuela is attacked militarily by U.S. imperialism, Maduro said. I propose to this Congress that we open the floodgates, that you go out to the regions, to the grassroots, to the territory, and on Saturday and Sunday we declare the United Socialist Party of Venezuela and all the political and social forces of the revolution to be in debate, in consultation with the grassroots, on the fundamental lines that we must define from now on, he added at another point of the broadcast. According to Maduro, the Socialist Party will define its future lines of actions for the armed struggle to defend Venezuela's dignity in the upcoming SUV weekend gatherings, where the task of consolidating the government's capacity will be also touched upon as part of the seven transformations, the latest iteration of the Maduro regime's socialist governance agenda. Maduro claimed that after Venezuela broke with the colonial vision, the country now has the most advanced defense doctrine in all of Latin America and the Caribbean alongside Cuba, Nicaragua, and the ALDE regional far-left bloc. The Maduro regime accompanied the ongoing SUV Congress with a new episode of the dictator's cartoon superhero alter ego Super Bigote, Super Mustache, in which the cartoon version of Maduro rallies SUV members for the ongoing Congress as an act of resistance and reinvention for the socialist revolution. Nicolas Maduro is actively wanted by U.S. authorities on multiple narco-terrorism charges. The U.S. is offering a $50 million reward for information that can lead to his arrest and/or conviction. Maduro stands accused of being a leading figure in the Cartel of the Suns, an international cocaine trafficking organization that has sought to flood the United States with cocaine to harm its people. The Venezuelan cartel is led by Maduro, top members of his regime, and high-ranking Venezuelan military officials and takes its name from the sun-shaped insignias worn by Venezuelan generals. Over the past weeks, the Maduro regime has repeatedly claimed, without evidence, that the United States' ongoing military deployment in Caribbean international waters is part of President Donald Trump's ongoing efforts to combat drug cartels as part of an alleged plan to invade Venezuela and oust Maduro from power. Last week, Maduro claimed that the invasion is part of a plot allegedly led by Secretary of State Marco Rubio and a purported Miami mafia to stain President Trump's hands with blood. Although the Maduro regime has repeatedly complained about the ongoing U.S. military deployment, even at the United Nations, it has not presented any evidence to substantiate the invasion accusations against the United States or Secretary Rubio. On early Thursday morning, the socialist dictator activated 284 battle fronts that are part of the Plan Independence 200 umbrella series of preparatory actions against the alleged U.S. invasion of Venezuela. Maduro proclaimed that the seas, lands, and mountains belong to the people of Venezuela. They will never belong to the American Empire. Venezuelan Interior Minister and long-suspected drug lord Diosdado Cabello echoed Maduro's armed struggle calls during the Thursday SUV event and threatened the United States with an armed revolution to counter any action of the United States, stressing that the time has come for revolutionary war against a powerful enemy. We must move from a peaceful revolution to an armed revolution, to an armed struggle for our homeland, for our independence, for our sovereignty against the oppressor, Cabello said. Let us remember Vietnam. When a small but united people with an iron will were able to teach American imperialism a lesson, he added. This unconventional war will be fought everywhere, on all terrain, on all fronts, with whatever we have at hand. Cabello asserted that an eventual conflict between the United States and Venezuela would translate to 100 years of war, but we will defeat them as, according to the regime official, the United States will never be prepared for a prolonged war. Someday, beyond their planes, their submarines, their nuclear ships. They will have to set foot on Venezuelan soil. And there they will learn what this people is made of, Cabello said. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.